This is Fashion Week in New York City, the annual showcase for people in the business of concocting outrageously high-priced goods out of a bit of leather and a dream. All This Week, Morning Edition is reported about fashion, and we conclude this morning with shoes, from Manolo Blahnik to Jimmy Choo. Karen Michelle reports these shoes aren't really made for walking.
Valerie Steele believes shoes can be art objects in themselves. She oversees a collection of about 5,000 pair of shoes as director of the museum at Manhattan's Fashion Institute of Technology. She also wrote a book on shoes. Valerie Steele is a shoe person.
I'm wearing Gucci slingbacks with cutout in front showing toe cleavage.
That's the lines between the toes.
The foot becomes, in a way, a kind of surrogate for the body. So you talk about toe cleavage as though it's, you know, bosom cleavage. And then the back of your heel is a little bit like your derriere. And so the shoe has elements of nudity and flirtatiousness.
Steele doesn't mean just any shoe. She means shoes with high heels, preferably stilettos, you know, at least 4 inches tall and smaller than dime-sized at the base.
You just slip on a pair of shoes, the right pair of high heel shoes, and you're automatically taller, slimmer, your body looks more bosomy, your tummy looks flatter, and that's all before you've even taken one step forward, and there's this sort of unique swaying motion of walking in high heels. And of course, many men respond sort of with Pavlovian ardor to the sight of women in high heels.
For would-be Pavlovs, there is no better place to salivate than Manhattan's mecca of Manolos and Miuccia Pradas than the shoe salon at Bergdorf Goodman. It's a warren of rooms devoted to displaying shoe upon expensive designer shoe. Rupal Patel is Bergdorf's women's fashion director.
The biggest news in shoes this season was indeed color, and the perfect shoe is definitely a must-have.
Now, how much is this mule?
This mule from Prada is $365. But there's a wide assortment here from Prada, which I think is really great.
There are geometric patterned flats in the $300 and $400 range and a crocodile pump at $1,300. Patel caresses the shoe before she moves on to another creation in crocodile, a boot by Manolo Blahnik.
I mean, to me, these are absolute investment pieces because you'll have them for the rest of your life. And this is at $12,900.
Yes, the price of a car or college tuition or enough to live on for a bunch of months. Pretty much the only shoe designer who can get away with this is Manolo Blahnik. His legions of admirers just call him Manolo. FIT's Valerie Steele calls him a genius. She has a few pair. And London's Museum of Design had an exhibition of Manolo this past spring. For 30 years, he's been wowing women and men with his ultra-high, ultra-narrow heels in fine leathers and feathers. Patel's wearing a pair of black Manolo slingbacks.
I have a lot of Manolos. It becomes an addiction after a while.
At the moment, she's got her trained eye on a pair of stilettos by the designer she and just about anybody who knows their Jimmy Choos from ordinary shoes says maybe the next Manolo, Edmundo Castillo. He moved to New York City more than a dozen years ago after studying fashion in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic.
I had this shoe obsession since I was a kid, and I grew up surrounded by a lot of women. I have three sisters. I have like eight aunts that were always in my house, my mother. Girls love high heels and metallic shoes. And so as a kid, I was always very attracted to the way they looked with their shoes.
Where Manolo Blahnik sells 100,000 pair of shoes a year, Edmundo Castillo sells 10,000 at around the same prices, $12,000 boots accepted.
And this is something that is still evolving. What is the Edmundo Castillo shoe?
Castillo shows wedges 5 inches high, stilettos a bit lower, and lots of sandals, both flats and high-heeled. Among them, an incredibly light turquoise confection made of ribbons on a feather-thin sole.
Without the ribbons, there's no shoe, and they're crisscrossed in the front, have the bow to give it a little bit of a touch. It looks beautiful on the foot. And to me, this is a perfect holiday shoe.
Castillo actually also cares that it doesn't feel bad on the foot either. For him, the shoes come alive when they're worn, so they've got to be wearable, more or less.
You know, 5 inches, 4.5 inches is a lot, and only very, very few girls can handle them and walk beautifully in them. So I don't say that I will never make it, but right now I'm staying away from that because I want to create like the perfect 4-inch heel.
For Edmundo Castillo, Rupal Patel, and Valerie Steele, shoes are life. For most of the rest of us, shoes are a necessary part of life. But if you're into uber pointy and uber tall, then you may want help.
I performed surgery today. I did 2 cases, and I did it in high heel shoes.
Dr. Suzanne Levine is a clinical podiatrist.
And I'm known as a doctor that allows their patients to wear high heel shoes. And of course, the key is moderation.
Levine works out of an office on Manhattan's Upper East Side, exactly the kind of neighborhood with women who buy $500 shoes. She sees it as her job to sculpt and plump their feet as necessary to fit into them.
It's 50 pairs of shoes that some people come in, worth thousands of dollars. People have major investments in their shoes.
So at $2,500 for a toe shortening, the better to wear those pointy toes, it's sort of a bargain.
One woman requested that her heel be made wider, because her shoes were slipping out of the back. She had these strappy back Jimmy Choo shoes. Another lady did want liposuction of her toe, and she said her boyfriend wanted her toes to be a lot thinner. I suggested she get rid of her boyfriend immediately.
So there are limits, though she often injects collagen into the base of a woman's foot to provide cushioning. A shoe collector herself, Levine is, like the hair doctor on TV, both advocate and client. And in case you wanted to know about those lines on your feet, Dr. Levine will inject Botox, but only if your feet sweat a lot. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.
Previous reports in our Fashion Week series are at npr.org.